your city meeting next.
Could you call attendance for me there?
Absolutely.
No, stay there.
Chairman Donaldson.
Here.
Legislator Roberts. Legislator Heppner.
Here.
Legislator Ronk. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
So you have four present, two absent.
All right, since this is a special meeting of the laws and rules, we do not need to do with the minutes, so that'll be done at the next time.
Yes, sir.
All right, we have a resolution before us dealing with the appointment of an interim controller.
I'll move it.
All righty, and it's right now it's to be determined. All right, on the issue, any discussion? All right, I want to point out a couple of things here. I have before me, there's a letter from the Association of Local Government Auditors that was basically unsolicited, and I guess they found out that we were attempting to do this, or going to, you know, point that was basically about in reference to Adele Ryder. And you can read it for yourself. It more or less points out there's a clear conflict of interest in the way it looks up. There's also an email back from Lita Art Fanta, who has done 1,200 seminars. She's an expert and probably one of the most leading experts in auditing in the United States. Like I said, she's done 1,200 different seminars, and her resume is sort of like half in the letter. And she points out things that she also tied into the government auditing standards, which is from the Comptroller General of the United States, and it elicits points of that. She points out points of that that show where conflicts are. And I could also point out, I can say that if a publicly traded company were to attempt to put in a controller that was previously part of the administration or the acting body in that company, I would assume immediately Federal Trade Commission would take a very close look at that, because it is not done anywhere in that case. They don't do it. Plain and simple.
So in the business world, I don't believe they have comptrollers. They have
auditors.
Auditors and, or compliance experts. And insofar as there are those functions at play, there are a lot of articles saying that you shouldn't combine these two roles, partly because they often are combined. And there are many people who feel that that's not a best practice. It's done for various reasons, and there are legitimate reasons to be concerned about it. But the comptroller is not a compliance officer and is not an external auditor.
They're considered the chief auditor, are they not?
They have, under their management, audit functions. The audits are done by CPAs, not by the comptroller.
But he doesn't, does he direct them?
He or she directs them.
At this point, it's a he. But he or she, yes. So he does direct them, yes.
I just wanted, for the record, to thank the three interested parties for taking time out of their schedule to come sit down and meet with members of the Democratic Caucus. I thought it was helpful for all three of them to have the opportunity to meet with the fellow legislators. I thought it was important on our part to do our due diligence. That's why I think, you know, having tonight's meeting was important as well, to maintain what I think is the proper process to move forward with an appointment like this.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say
that I'm disappointed that the Republican members of the committee are not present. You know, I had hoped this. We operate through a committee structure, and we move all our resolutions through a committee structure. And I had hoped that to come to a meeting where we could have a debate and discussion on the issue. We did receive this letter that spoke to the issue of conflict, and this is the committee of jurisdiction for the appointment. So I had hoped to come here today and have that conversation. So I just want to begin by saying I'm disappointed that the Republicans are not here, and based on the newspaper article, it appears as if they've actively chosen not to be here and chosen not to be a part of this debate. I don't mean all Republicans, because Heidi's here, but I mean the Republican members of the committee. You know, I'm glad that all three candidates came to the Democratic caucus and were interviewed by the Democratic caucus, and I'm glad that I got to hear each of them and to hear the questions in the back and forth. You know, I unfortunately feel that so much of this discussion and debate has become a personal one, and I've tried to, in my comments, make clear that my concerns aren't personal at all. That, in fact, if it were personal, it would be easier for me. I have a lot of respect for the Acton County Executive, and I've said the same to her. I just very clearly see this as a conflict of interest. The letter that was sent to us explains that conflict, and I've looked at the standards. I went online and pulled up the full, I think they call it the yellow book, the GAS, whatever. But I looked at them, and the one section on independence that's cited is just one of the sections. I mean, there's more, the GAO on independence in the document that gives me cause for concern. And again, this isn't personal. This isn't a reflection on the person. This is about the office. It's about someone going structurally from the office of county executive to the office of comptroller, which is meant to be an independent office with an independent review function. And in this case, we'll be looking independently at the very function that was directed by the same person. I can't get away from that, and it's a challenge for me. It's a concern that's on the page in the best practices and the standards of government auditing, which speaks not only to government auditors, but it speaks to government auditing groups, government auditing organizations, the government auditing function. And in our case, our charter is very clear that the chief, the comptroller, it begins by saying the comptroller shall be the chief auditing officer of the county. So we have to apply auditing standards to that. Those are my thoughts.
Well, I think there's also a common sense issue here. I mean, you normally do not have somebody comes in and looks over to examine and see if their work was done okay. And that's basically what it is. I mean, the comptroller's office is a look back. You're looking back at something that was done by the one candidate, or was either done or had a very high function in doing it. I mean, I I don't really personally have a problem with the person that was the acting county executive. And in fact, when she first got the position, I had first took the stand letter, she should just keep it through the end of the year until after looking at the charter closer. I mean, I was one of the first people to say, let her keep it through the end of the year, because I felt that wasn't worried about it so much. I thought she'd be fine. But then the problem with it was the charter sort of indicated differently. And I felt that because of the way the charter indicated, I felt that the people need to have that vote. Even if it was a little bit of, you're just choosing a candidate, the way it was chosen was not you know, through a primary process. So I didn't have a problem, but I do have a problem with this one here, because as everything points to a conflict of interest, no matter how you look at it. I cannot see anywhere where anybody can say that there is no conflict there. You may say, I don't care about the conflict, or it's not important, but there's the conflict. And that's the problem I have. So I don't know what the wish of the committee is at this point. What do you wish to do? We also have a person, of course, Reeve Cannon, which has a lengthy resume, you know, working for the Benjamin Center and, of course, various lists of research and all indicating things with as a CPA and auditing issues. So, and then, of course, it was Evan Gallo, who is presently serving as the spot. So if you weigh the issues, Evan Gallo, would, if he continued, you would save the money, but if people didn't feel comfortable with that person, then you need to pick someone out of the other two then. And I've led my thoughts there, yes.
No, just since you had asked the question, I mean, at this point, Mr. Chair, I'd probably just go and say to move the resolution as is, to allow the legislature at that point to make its selection. But I do want to take a moment, because I also want to commend yourself as well as the chair of the legislature, that this is the methodology by which you would go and appoint a controller. We actually had some, for some unknown reasons, an actual debate on the subject. And you know, this is, in fact, you know, we live in very interesting times in which we've seen a county executive leave. You know, we've now seen a controller leave in the same calendar year. And I just want to just commend, as well as, of course, commend our majority leader and Tracy for setting up the interviews, that by at least we went through a process by which we were actually able to get some candidates. So, on short notice.
Yeah, I agree that I'm comfortable with moving the resolution as is. However, you know, I share the concerns that the chairwoman brought up, which I think were brought up and stated very, you know, matter-of-factly. You know, going through some of the documents and doing research, I mean, independence is the biggest word you see come up. One of the biggest issues that is a common thread is the issue of self-review. And for those basic standards, you know, I truly do believe that there's just a real conflict. However, I am comfortable moving the resolution as is and letting us move it as a body tomorrow evening.
Well, what would be the process for tomorrow? Do you nominate different people that's on the floor?
Yeah.
That's how we would handle it. And whoever achieves a majority vote, that's who gets it.
Mm-hmm. All righty. On the issue, it's been moved and seconded.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, but that's okay. You're an aye, right?
Yes. Did you want copies of the letters and things like that? Yes, I'll give it to you. And did you want it also? Could we get some copies for the press?
And the resolution?
Yeah, the resolution is a blank.
Yes.
Yeah, putting it forward.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's what it is.
cites the relevant sections of the charter and then says TBD.
Because
TBD.
Well, we got one. You want a copy of the letter and things
of
that
nature? Yeah,
all
right.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3 of them, right? Uno, dos, tres.
¿Cuatro, los cinco, siete?
Yeah.
Move to a chance.
Thanks.
So we need.
I should know more Spanish, but I basically just know words that you shouldn't be saying in public.
Hefner moved to adjourn, and I'm going to go with
like
Tracy's
counting. Like
right.
When you're just counting,
all those in favor of adjournment?
For example, like 25, it's still going to be